producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You know who you are.
And, of course, we also welcome the good guys and girls out there, the patriots, the Christians, the conservatives. We're all one and the same here. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for the sake of time, we got lots to talk about today. I promised we would talk about the Islamic mosquing of public schools in America, the Muslims' Trojan horse, and we're going to get to that right after the first segment here, as are we going to expose care for who they are and what they're about. And folks, I think you're going to be surprised as to what the American people are capitulating from. People in this country need to understand that the narrative of the state-controlled global narrative of the state-controlled media worldwide is to basically push fear on the people so they'll submit to anything. I want people to understand that here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, we don't take counsel from our fears, for we were not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I also want you to understand that he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes here. Outside of that, friends, I want to quickly go over to Sons of Liberty Media and just share with you some of the things that are going on right now. Obama openly promotes the murder of babies and harvesting of live babies' organs. Now, keep in mind, friends, that this administration, during his miraculous time as the senator in Illinois for a whole 142 days, did you know that he voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb? Now, does that sound like an American to you? I didn't think so. It's also interesting to note that he voted two times to make sure that babies, if they came out alive, that there'd be another doctor in the murder clinic to make sure that they could snuff the other baby out. And while he's doing this in the face of the American people, it's interesting that how many years later, we know what he's about, we know what he's done, we've seen the unconstitutionality and the criminal activities and the transgressions of this administration day after day, week after week, month after month, and yet the American people still pat him on the back by just allowing him to continuously contrive and commit crimes against we the people, namely the innocent in the womb on a daily basis, up to 4,000. Interestingly enough, 57 million babies have been murdered since 1973. Therefore, it's left up to the younger generation to actually have to stand up and deal with the crimes of our forefathers. And yes, they are crimes. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. It's illegal in this country to kill. No, it's not called a choice. It's called murder in America. You know it's called murder. I was thinking about this when I was just outside a couple minutes ago, and I thought, well, you know, most people can say, well, I didn't know that. Not in America. Because we have so much light and understanding as to the crimes that are going on concerning those that represent we the people in whatever capacity they are in, that there's no excuse. If I was to go over to a foreign country and I was going 50 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and I got pulled over by a cop in a foreign country. And he comes up to me and hands me a ticket. And I look at him and say, listen, I'm from America, and I didn't know that the speed limit was 30 miles an hour. And yes, I'm sorry, I went 50. Well, the cop might show me a little mercy, or the judge might show me a little mercy and say, well, because you didn't know, I'm going to show mercy. There's going to be no consequence for your violation of law. But see, here in America, everybody has the light. They know what they allow in this country. So I got a question for you. So what do you suppose is going to happen on Judgment Day, America, when we all stand individually before God and we try to excuse ourselves from the things that we didn't know? What sort of God do you think he's going to be? Well, he's a loving God. Well, yes, of course he is, but he's also a good God. And keep in mind, he's the judge of all the earth. And it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So for him to show mercy upon a people that are innocent, he's going to bring forth judgment, and the full extent of the law and the consequence will fall on the guilty for what they've tolerated. See, I love that quote by Edmund Burke when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Just think about this, friends, again. And I love throwing this out there, and I'm going to continuously throw this out here. Less than 1.6% of America's population are being used to destroy this country. You heard me right. Again, the state-run narrative is there's a lot more of us than there really is. Well, keep in mind, that's a tactic that Saul Alinsky disciples like Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama use. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Let me go back to the Minnesota State Fair 2 weeks ago. We had the opportunity to reach out to tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, and at the end of the 12-day duration, millions of people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we did just that. 12 days, 12 hours, 12 days. Okay? You know, the whole time I was there, friends, I didn't see a gay booth. I didn't see one there because the people don't tolerate that. At least not in the Minnesota State Fair. And I also noticed that there wasn't a Planned Parenthood booth in the Minnesota State Fair neither. And I also know that even going over to, let's say, another political battering ram, this organization called Black Lives Matter, I seen them at the Minnesota State Fair too, friends, and they had a booth, and I did not see one person on three different occasions that I went there. And then on the second time that we walked by the booth, Black Lives Matter, there was one person there. So, America, I have a question for you. What are you running from? If you haven't taken the time to go to Bradley Dean, double E, go online, Google search my name, and also check out who's supporting this administration anyways. Who's supporting this administration anyways? I want to tell you what's supporting this administration: America's ignorance. To tolerate an administration day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and tolerate the crimes of this administration towards the most innocent human beings in the womb is incredibly derelict of duty. And it's not a good place to put yourself, America. It's against the law in this country to kill, but you have an administration advocating the murder of babies in the womb, even after 10 videos have come out exposing this administration, along with Planned Parenthood, to commit the crimes against the innocent. And what do? We hear our representatives say, you know what? We're going to shut down Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Well, keep in mind, friends, Barack is standing up. Planned Parenthood's standing up. They're actually bringing a lawsuit against the individual that is exposing Planned Parenthood for who they are. Now, if you have not defined the word or looked up the definition for the word totalitarianism, friends, do it. Because it's communism, and it's a dangerous, dangerous place to be. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM station. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com before we get over to the Islamic mosquing of American schools. It's pretty crazy stuff as to what's going on. Folks, you need to understand, since September 11th, 2001, folks, you are the ones that have been attacked. You are the ones that have been under attack. You, America, are the ones that have been under attack. And what you're seeing is a sign of conquering to the radical Muslim nation right now. And that's what they're attempting to do through the White House on a 24/7 basis, friends. And I'm going to prove that in just a couple moments here. Facts are stubborn things, and I'm going to lay them to your candor. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know that Obama also invited a sodomite bishop and a pro-abortion nun to meet the Pope? And folks, this guy has no shame. I mean, you want to talk about fundamentally transforming America? Look what he is doing. He's looking for every debased, carnal, criminal in America, and he's attempting to set them up as the standard in which we are to live by. And folks, I want you to understand too, America's spitting this out. But the fact of the matter is, again, going back to tolerate it, is it actually helps strengthen tyranny, add strength to tyranny by tolerating it. And that's what we have to get away from. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Gitmo detainees who started a terror group receives get out of jail free card. Why is this administration entertaining your enemies? Well, look at Jared. Valerie Jarrett. I'm sorry, I got this backwards. I'm looking down here, friends. Valerie Jarrett. She's Iranian. What's this whole Iranian deal, friends? What is this about? Appeasing our enemies by giving them how much money? Look to who tells them who which pants he's supposed to wear every day. She's in the White House. Valerie Jarrett. She's an Iranian-born individual. Folks, appeasing who? She's attempting to tell you that this is what we need. And I said she.
because we know who's behind all of this. But he's allowing this. He's also entertaining America's sworn enemies within the White House. He's aiding America's sworn enemies. America, this administration, if you haven't been paying attention, his allies are America's sworn enemies. Do you remember when he came back from his American tour and he told the American people that there was 57 states that he just got done touring in the United States of America? That is how many states are in the Muslim nation. So he blurted the truth out in his confusion, friends. He's told on himself, and the American people sat back and laughed about it. They thought it was no big deal. Oh, it's a huge deal, friends. And if you want to go to Scripture, friends, you go to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. America, this is perfect judgment to a nation that disobeys a just and a holy God. And we are called the light of the world for the very purpose that we obey our Creator because we love our Creator. How many people today, man, oh, I love God, I love God. What's His commandments? Oh, I don't know. How are you supposed to keep the commandments of God if you don't know the commandments of God? That's how much you love Him? He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not my commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. There you have it. Folks, when you get some time, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is just crazy stuff going on. You won't believe what this girl did after watching Islamic State beheading videos on repeat. She went along with her Islamic boyfriend. This is a Danish little girl. And they stabbed her mother over 20 times. Man, the religion of peace, huh? Wow. I just told you yesterday that we've seen over in Europe, friends, all these migrants coming in, all the poor victims, and they're finding that they're an advancing army. They're assaulting the people of Europe. You tell me what this is about. They're using them as a political battering ram, friends, to destroy, to overthrow governments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the history of tyranny. The government was the one guilty of breaking the law. We talked about that yesterday. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's spokesliar goes after Republican candidates on illegal immigration. I don't care what candidate he goes after, friends. We're Christocrats here. We expose the right as much as we expose the left. And for those that are caught up in the right-left paradigm, you are completely deceived in this country. When you speak of the left, who are you talking about? Those that are violating constitutional law. And I did my homework on the Republican Party, friends, and I'll tell you what, you pull the curtain back on them jokers, oh my goodness, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. Them people were more corrupt than those that you would call on the left. Because the left does what they do, because they do it in the day of light, and the American people allow it. Well, the right, they got to put up this persona like they're the good guy. Well, the fact of the matter is they're more corrupt than the left is. Oh, I don't like that. I know I'm tearing down your idol right now. I understand you care more about politics than you do your freedoms. I understand that. And politics is a part of freedom. But let me tell you this. Let me adjust this for you. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have to get rid of the bad policies in which are in place. Only to bring the American people back into bondage. I'm sick and I'm tired of it, friends. I really, truly am. I'm sick of it. This is all falling to our kids, and I am tired of it. Another one I want to highlight real quick, and then we're going to jump over to the Islamic mosquing of public schools in America. The conservative talker at war with himself. Eric Rush just wrote an article about none other than our friend from Fox News, Glenn Beck. And folks, for the sake of time, once again, please take the time to go read it. The guy's loony. He's goofy. And that's all you have to do is go to the foundations of who he is. Now, Glenn has done a lot of good stuff. There's no question about it. But folks, I've heard him on the radio the very few times that I've ever listened to him. I can only stomach so much. But on the couple occasions that I did listen to Glenn Beck, the guy takes scripture and he completely takes them out of context. And then he begins to act like he's a prophet or a voice to the people in America. Now, keep in mind, he's done some good stuff, but we're to judge a man by his fruit. What is his foundation? The Mormon religion. And you take that and you parallel that up to the Muslim religion, folks, it gets weird. It gets really weird, but there's a lot of similarities. And I'm not saying that Glenn Beck's some jihadist. I'm not saying that at all. I think he's just been put in a position and he doesn't know how to handle his position. And as far as his content, if he'd seek the face of God, he'd be in a lot better position than he is right now. But people are getting tired of Glenn Beck. And really what it comes down to is heresy. He's very heretical in so many different ways. And folks, when you listen to some of the things that are coming out of Fox News, we've been down that road 1,000 times. Pay attention to what they're teaching you. Because it's very dangerous and it's very un-American. And I want to say this too. It's not always what they say that's wrong. But friends, it's what they don't say that should bother you. It's the things that they leave undone that should bother you. And we have to get back to our foundations, friends, because when we put our feet upon that rock, we're not moving by the grace of God in any sense of the word. I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue really quick, and then we're going to start running down this lane. And then I'm going to talk about You Never Lost the Right, which is probably a 10-minute portion. But before I do that, there's schools in Tennessee that are attempting to force students to declare Allah to be the supreme God. I kind of gave you a little taste of this yesterday. Maury County parents are expressing their outrage against a textbook's recounting of Muhammad being a prophet inspired by Allah as emphatic. Brandy Porterfield has expressed her anger towards aspect of the textbook, saying, "I have a big problem with that." You should have a big problem with that, friends. But I got a question for you, Brandy. Who's sending their kids to school, the public schools, to be indoctrinated in the first place? She said, "I have a big problem with that. From a historical point of view, that's a lot of history these kids are missing. Also, for them to spend 3 weeks on Islam..." Did you hear that, friends? Oh, my goodness, America. You have been under attack since September 11th. But I've been saying this since September 11th. For them to spend 3 weeks on Islam, said Brandy Porterfield, after having skipped Christianity, it seems to be that they are making a choice about which religion to discuss. Of course they are. You got to ask what kind of teachers are over there teaching this curriculum, friends. It's the liberal teachers from the NEA. I shared with you in the past. I had a Wisconsin pastor tell me the science and the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, he said with a little chuckle. Isn't that funny? A Christian pastor in Tennessee has gotten so upset at the Islamic indoctrination in public schools that he's now telling Christian students to fail any class that teaches Islam and not to go to the side of the devil. How is it that you have 5 churches around public schools? They're in the public schools 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. They go to church one day. You see the message, friends. The pastors love and the parents love their kids so much they're willing to throw them into public school.
This is Dan Pills. You owe the IRS money you can't pay? A tax debt's crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, so here we go, friends. Again, if you'd like to call in, this show's probably not the one to do it on, but for the sake of time, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to jump over to this really quick. I want to give you a real quick analogy because we're seeing in Maury County in Tennessee, they're attempting to force students to declare Allah to be the supreme God in public schools. They're teaching them a 3-week course of the Islamic faith. Now, America, haven't you been told for 14, 15 years now that you've been under attack by radical Islamic jihadists? Which is the same doctrine, friends. But interestingly enough, we have a parent here whining about what's going on in public school as she's allowing her kid, or maybe she's even guilty of dropping her kid off at the public school gate. And then we have a pastor right behind her. Whining about the same thing. Folks, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of a cliff, a particular part of these cliffs. And they noticed that the cars would go up to the bottom and they would crash. And, well, of course, they were destroyed. And instead of actually putting a sign up to warn the people that, listen, destruction is in front of you if you don't slow down and be careful. A concerned committee got together and said, instead of putting a posted sign up saying stop, or warning them, Psalm 19, verse 11, they said we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Now, for those that think that's funny, this is exactly how you are indoctrinated in this country. Folks, listen to me carefully. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, was right when he said, prevention is better than cure. Here we have a parent and we have a pastor whining about the destruction that is taking place in their public school in Tennessee. And by the way, they have no lawful business whatsoever teaching the Islamic faith to anybody's kid in this country. As a matter of fact, the federal government doesn't have any business teaching anybody's kids one thing. They are violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Article 10 talks about how it's left up to the states respectively. It's their business, not federal government's. Now, I want to play this piece from this pastor. It's a three-minute piece. And again, it's a Christian pastor in Tennessee that's whining about what's going on in their public schools. But folks, I want you to keep in mind, I've been warning across the country since September 11th as to what this is all about. And how they are methodically bringing forth the transition in hopes that you don't catch on to what's going on. You know, the Bible tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. The fact of the matter is, in America, you're not asleep, you're wide awake. You need to pay attention to what's being said because, folks, as this rolls out, all these, I hate to say it, I told you so's keep coming out. But they're there. I'm telling you so. Listen to this Christian pastor right now in Tennessee.
Hey guys, Pastor Greg Locke here. Look, somebody needs to stand up and say this. I'm outside of one of our local schools here in Wilson County in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And we have a number of our families and our church that are really upset and up in arms over all of this new Islamic indoctrination in our public school system. I know somebody says, why can't you just leave well enough alone? It's not that big a deal. They'd have to throw the history books out if they change. Let me tell you something. When they're in sixth grade, they get a half a page of watered down Christianity that has about as much Bible as a thimble, if you will. And now there's 28 pages that they have to learn about Islam and Muhammad and how it all came about and about the Holy Quran and the five pillars of Islam and how they pray and when they pray and where they pray and why they pray and about pilgrimages and all of this. And then they say that Allah is the only God. Of course, they get around that by saying, well, Allah is just the Arabic word for God, and both Christianity and Islam and Jews all serve the same God. Let me tell you something, that's a bunch of bunk. We do not serve the same God. And there has been an absolute Islamic invasion and indoctrination of our kids, mm-hmm. And now tomorrow, of all days, on September 11th, they get to take a test about the Nation of Islam. And do not think, ladies and gentlemen, that that is any coincidence whatsoever that on September 11th that they will be taking a test on it. And so there's a number of families within our church that really are just up in arms and do not know what to do. And I'll be honest, here's what I told some of the ladies in our church. I said, listen, here's what you need to do. You need to tell your kids, take an F for the class. Because I'd rather fail in man's class and get an A-plus in God's class. And we need some kids that have some character that stand up. Because we do not serve the God of the Nation of Islam. We do not serve Allah. And listen, I know that there are Islamic people that go to our schools and so on and so forth. If they want that indoctrination, that's fine. But our kids don't need it. That's why I took my kids out of public school, and that's why I homeschooled them. 28 pages of how, when, where, and why. Weeks and weeks of indoctrination of the Islamic religion. Let me tell you something. That is nothing more than absolute brainwashing of religion. And we're not going to stand for it. We're not going to tolerate that. And so, listen, I'm telling our folks, don't take the test. Keep your kids home from school. Send a note. Go to school with your kids and tell them you're not going to take it. It's absolutely ridiculous. We have to stand up and stand out against this foolishness. And we're trying to make this a peaceful religion when there's absolutely, positively nothing in the long run that's peaceful about it. And then what a slap in the face to make our kids take the test on September 11th. That's not a coincidence. That's ridiculous. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stand up about this. So I don't know what's going to be said, what's going to be done. You saw the video today with me and Andrew Green of Highways and Hedges Ministry. We didn't have a rally. We need to pray for our kids. This is absolute indoctrination 100,000%. And we need to stand against it. Something needs to be said.
You know what's interesting is the first thing that this pastor said is somebody needs to do something about it. How about you? How about the parents that are sending their kids to public schools to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place? You know, I was talking to a lady that works at a post office locally here. She's from Russia.
And we were going back and forth, and she said, you know, what was really funny is when I came into Minnesota area, she said, I went to a community college, and I noticed that this teacher didn't like the fact that I brought my Bible into the classroom. She said, that's not permissible here. Oh, I want to tell you something, friends. It's permissible. It's way permissible. And that teacher right there, I hate to say it, but the only way that we can actually enforce the laws is asking for a major lawsuit, and they'll get one if I see it. But the bottom line was, this Russian girl said, you know, I was told I couldn't bring my Bible anymore. And she goes, I noticed that during the halfway mark of the day that the Muslims were there washing their feet, bowing down, praying, and everybody was supposed to drop everything they were doing to appease the radical Muslims. Folks, again, you need to understand, this is a sign of domination. This is what they're attempting to do. And I want to tell you this too. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. You still have time to deal with the issues at hand. And I'll tell you where you start. You start by reading Article 2, Section 4, where it talks of impeachment. And folks, also indictments. The President of the United States, who's advocating this throughout the United States, globally as a matter of fact, keep in mind, you can impeach him for the smallest of misdemeanors. As a matter of fact, again, friends, history tells us that countries are destroyed, such as Machiavelli, for the lack of impeachment. The American people have been deluded and lied to and dummied down to believe that the president can do whatever he wants. He's got 14 to 16 months left, friends. Oh, I'm afraid of what he's going to do. You don't have to wait for what he's going to do tomorrow, when you deal with him today. And I'm talking lawfully here. But look what's happening, friends. They're aiming it at your kids. And this is nothing new. And keep in mind, as I said to you yesterday, friends, this is on the heels of the radical homosexuals, because the radical Muslims are using the same method that the homosexuals are, that they're the victims, when in fact they don't have the shield, they have the spear. When you read Deuteronomy 28, friends, you'll find that there'll be no power into your hands. Your sons and your daughters will be given over to another. And for people to sit back in this country and say, look what the school's doing, as you're dropping them off at the school, and here you have a pastor behind a mother saying, this is what we need to do, and somebody needs to do something about it. How about you too? How about it starts with you? You know, I was on a television program the other day, and the guy said to me, you know, without the cynicism, I said, no. It's not cynicism to bring forth an understanding of our violations before a just and a holy God. I said, we need to take responsibility, because Scripture tells us if we don't judge within, we're going to be judged. We are. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. Let me say it another way. America, you need to take responsibility. And you need to start doing your homework. And you need to start finding out what the government can do and what they can't do. And I want to tell you something right now. What they're doing right now, they can't do. And what they can't do, they've been canting for a long time, right? I'm being funny, but they've been doing what they can't for a long time. Off the back of the ignorance of the American people. And the only reason they're riding your back, friends, is because you're bent over. Stand up. Stand up and be counted. And let the enemy know that we are not tolerating this in your country anymore, in our country anymore. Because they are riding your backs in more ways than one, friends. If you thought that UN International Baccalaureate and the federal No Child Left Behind and something called Common Core, which is nothing but a bunch of confusion, these educational schemes were bad enough, you might want to take a look a little bit deeper, because since the September 11th attacks, you would think the administration following would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. When Obama took his oath of office, he has instead defied America in numerous ways. He's given $1.5 billion to the Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid. Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood. And shortly after, the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States. And folks, keep in mind, this is the same administration that said America is no longer a Christian nation. Hey, listen. It's a Christian nation. Even if I have to stand alone and say it, I will stand alone and say it. I'm not asking for the devil for permission to obey my daddy. And though the world and hell itself can stand against me, I'm always in the majority
Just ask any man of God. I'm going to take a quick break. Don, is Don, do we still have Don up there, California? Don, I'm so sorry. Phone callers, as I tried to tell you, I've got so much to run through for this hour. I might have to roll over until next Monday, but we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Again, phone callers, I apologize. I tried to say during the half-hour mark, though I gave the number out. I'm trying to get through as much as I can right now. I would have taken a couple phone calls had I not seen what's going on. And I really, it's that urgent that I hit these issues. And I know that I want to make this your radio show. I really do. But please don't lose hope there. We'll pull you up sooner or later. One of these days or the day of, just give me time, please, to catch up as to what's going on. This is urgent. It really is. Right before the break, I was sharing, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama said that no longer is America a Christian nation, followed by a reference that America may be described as a Muslim nation. Now, I don't know what the American people need to understand as to what this administration is all about, but it is foreign to America. This is not American government, friends. I want you to understand that. And I know a lot of the dinosaurs out there, I'm talking about the old radio show hosts, they just don't want to hit it for what it is. That's how much they love you, friends. They love you so much that they're willing to just play the game of politics. And yet Jesus is the one that warned us to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. He also said to beware of the doctrine of the Herodians. Corrupt politics. Be careful of it. He said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. We got to go right down the center.
And folks, again, because of the urgency, that's why we're talking about what we're talking about right now. And again, what I just said, I don't understand what the American people need to see. Now, interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion, little by little. And studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public schools in textbooks. Folks, that is illegal. For those that are listening to me across the United States of America, find the errors in the public school textbooks and get yourself an attorney today. Because it is illegal. You have the law on your side. And what they're doing, friends, is they're giving an Islamic slant to our youth. Matter of fact, some of these kids that were in Tennessee here just on September 11th, where they had to take a test concerning their three-week course on how to become an Islamist. These are some of the things that they're teaching kids in public schools. You ready for this? Our youth, our kids, our posterity are being subject to the following teachings and practices in public schools illegally. Learning to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam. Memorizing verses of the Quran. Adopting a Muslim name, and even staging a jihad, a war against non-Muslims. This is what they're teaching your kids in public schools as to how to stage a jihad. How did this happen? You ready for this? Hey, folks, for all you liberal whack jobs that thought the ACLU was all upright, you do understand that they're a communist organization. Just ask the founder, who said that the ACLU, the end of it, is communism. But the ACLU, that's there to protect people and their religious freedoms, and the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, an atheist organization, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. I've done 360 public schools, 358 of which were all public schools. Up until 2005, we were pretty much free-flowing until the radical homosexuals came onto the scene, and then the state-controlled media started to target anybody that talked of Constitution or our founding documents or our Christian nation. So again, understand, friends, it's all bought and paid for. Hence, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course that essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. Folks, it's time for you to speak up. It's time for you to stand up. To prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the U.S. of A. In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, that foster an environment of hate, loathing, resentment towards Western culture, Christian, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that our government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. They are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East studies, so on and so forth, who are brainwashing the young people with an anti-American point of view. They teach that we are the problem, that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth, America, enlightenment, and successes are oppressing the rest of the world. Now, let me tell you what's oppressing the rest of the world real quick. What the American people tolerate their representatives to do to foreign countries. And that falls back to the American people that allow their representatives to do it. Hey, friends, those representatives that you allow to attack foreign nations illegally and unconstitutionally, keep in mind they're sending your kids to do their killing for them. And yes, I said illegal and unconstitutional. America, why is this happening? In a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that the Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? No, folks. The administration, along with the state-contrived, yes, narratives through the state-controlled media, have been playing diversion tactics over and over and over with the American people. And, folks, I want to tell you where it's happening, because when I was at the RNC, and I'm going to have to finish with this, and we're going to have to pick up You Never Lost the Right on Monday. But when I was at the Republican National Convention a couple years back in Tampa, I was the only one on Radio Row doing interview after interview, trying to wake them people up that were all dressed up like they were ready to go to an Elvis Presley concert. I had to tell them he died in 1977, but I was the only one on Radio Row doing interview after interview, trying to wake the conservatives up to the fact, asking them the question, why do you think Barack Hussein Obama is on a college tour right now? Because he is emulating dictators to a T. You always go to the younger generation. You indoctrinate them to throw off the older generation. Look at any tactic of any dictator, and you tell me exactly what he did. Exactly what this administration is emulating on a daily basis. Here's the good news. The good news is it's backfiring majorly. It's backfiring majorly, people, because the young people are not stupid. They know that they're being lied to. This administration does not have the support that the state-controlled media wants you to believe that he has. Watch out for the false polling which takes place over and over and over again. Even voter fraud, friends. Remember what Stalin said? Joseph Stalin, the dictator that killed millions of his own people, he said it didn't matter who did the voting. He said what mattered is who did the counting. You need to wake up as to what's going on, because, friends, you need to understand that the state-controlled media has less than a 21% approval rating. In other words, nobody believes them, but they're the ones continuously inundating the people with the lie and the fear and the oppression. Okay, along with the state-controlled media, along with the administration who does not have the support. These are the same liars that are keeping this administration's head above the water. And it's interesting that 21% of the American people say they don't believe what the state-controlled media has to say, but yet the President of the United States is there to act freely to attack the American people at any set time he wants to. And it's also interesting to note, friends, one more point, is this administration, the New York Times told us about a year and a half ago, they blurted the truth out in their confusion when they told the American people that all the information that goes out on this administration to the American people before it's released to you, it's first vetted by the Barack Hussein Obama administration. And notice the name, Barack Hussein Obama. Notice the administration is vetting all of the information, friends. Who's the last person to do that besides Joseph Goebbels under Adolf Hitler? Or how about Mussolini? Benito Mussolini, he was doing the same thing. Folks, that's what dictators do. That's illegal in this country. Next week, we're going to pick up You Never Lost the Right. And folks, again, I know I'm jamming a lot of information at you right now, but you got to take it as it comes, because this is transpiring. Actually, it's rolling out right now as we're speaking.
That's right. You know, I was just talking to someone today. We were talking about the next generation. I think you made such a great point on the radio program earlier on in the week when you were talking about, if we think things are bad now, if we don't reach out to this younger generation, what's it going to be like in another 20 years and 30 years? And that's exactly what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty. We're reaching out to this next generation through high schools, through universities, through college campuses. We're going to be in Texas doing a youth event this week, but we cannot do what we do without your support. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today. You can support this work on a monthly basis and feel good about what you're doing to get this message out across America.
Yeah, we do need the support, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. For 2 hours, you have us tomorrow. Folks, we're going to talk about You Never Lost the Right next Monday. Do forgive me, but I hope you understand. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. See ya!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.